But all of that had been no more than the preliminaries. Most of the Carizian Navy and Marines were undoubtedly focused on finishing off their adversaries in Emerald and the League of Coruscant, but that was going to take at least a little while, since there was the minor problem of exactly what the kingdom was going to use for an army. Seizing island bases, sealing off major ports with blockading squadrons, and annihilating the merchant fleets of their enemies was one thing, and Rock Point had no doubt the Navy and Marines had the resources to manage those tasks. Actually invading someplace like Emerald, or even worse, Coruscant, was something else entirely. And even if, when, we managed to deal with Narmon and Hector, it's still only the beginning, he thought grimly. I wonder how many of our people really understand that. Right this minute, they're still so infuriated by what the group of four tried to do to us that I don't doubt Hewitt's men were ready to fire into that dispatch boat. But what happens later when they realize, really realize, deep down inside, that our true enemy, our dangerous enemy, isn't Hector or Narmon, it's the Church herself? No admiral, no general, no kingdom had ever before faced that reality. Karis did, and a part of Sir Dominic Stainair felt an icy shiver of dread whenever he thought about the dark, trackless future into which he and his kingdom were voyaging. "Did Hewitt happen to capture whatever dispatches they were carrying?" he asked, and his eyebrows rose as Niles gave a harsh crack of laughter. "I ask something amusing?" he inquired, and the other admiral shook his head. "Not really, my lord," he said, although he was still smiling. "It's just that the Church is going to have to rethink some of its standard procedures, I suspect. It seems Father Ross didn't have a dispatch bag at all, much less a weighted one. All the documents he was charged to deliver were locked in a strongbox in his cabin. A strongbox which was bolted to the deck, as a matter of fact." "Bolted to the deck?" Rockpoint blinked, and Niles nodded. "Obviously the Church hasn't given any thought to the possibility that any of her couriers might be intercepted. Their procedures for handling their dispatches have been more concerned with the documents' internal security during transit than they have with keeping them out of anyone else's unauthorized hands. So instead of carrying them in a weighted bag, they lock them up in the captain's quarters, and," he shook his head, "it takes two keys to unlock the box. The captain has one, the purser has the other." Rockpoint looked at him for a moment, then shook his own head, wondering how long it would take the Church's thinking to adjust to the new reality and change the way her dispatch boats handled her correspondence. "I assume Commander Hewitt managed to secure both keys," he said mildly. "Actually, I believe he said something about pry bars, sir," Captain Shane said, speaking up for the first time and smiling wickedly. "From what he had to say to me while he was waiting to see Admiral Niles, this Father Ross at least managed to get his key thrown over the side before Wave's people went aboard. I don't know if he actually thought that was going to stop Hewitt, but apparently he just about died of apoplexy when Hewitt broke the strongbox open. I think he more than half expected lightning to strike Hewitt dead on the spot." "Which, obviously, it didn't," Rockpoint said dryly. He supposed he was pleased to see Shane's amusement at the thought, yet he couldn't help wondering if the rest of his officers and men would share the flag captain's reaction.
"I've brought the captured documents with me, my lord," Niles said, reaching down and patting his dispatch case. "I've also had duplicate copies made just in case. Unfortunately, they appear to be in some sort of cipher."
"I suppose that's not too surprising," Rockpoint said. "Irritating, but not surprising." He shrugged.
"We'll just have to send them back to Telesburg. Perhaps Baron Wave Thunder and his people will be able to decipher them.
And if they can't, I'm sure Sajin Merlin can," he reflected.
"Yes, my lord."
"Please pass my compliments to Commander Hewitt for a job well done.
He and his people seem to have developed a knack for being in the right place at the right time when there's prize money to be won, don't they?
So far, at least, Niles agreed. I am getting a few requests to let someone else have a crack at Wave Station, though.
It's not her station, sir, Shane snorted. It's her speed. Well, that and the fact that Hewitt really does have a knack for this sort of work.
He'd better enjoy it while he can, Rockpoint said. Niles raised an eyebrow and Rockpoint smiled.
I just received dispatches of my own from Earl Lock Island. Among other things, he's asked me to nominate commanding officers for some of the new galleons, and it sounds to me as if young Hewitt might be the sort of captain we're looking for.